I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's happening in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I spoke with Jane Letts, Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties, to find out more about a special event that's happening tomorrow. Here's the details with Jane Letts.
Tomorrow, we're going to be at the Up North Lodge outdoors from 4 to 7, and about 15 of our Big Little Matches are going to be there, and people are invited to come out, learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters and how to become a big, and we'll provide a meal. You can have pasta, salad, or a hamburger. Mm-hmm. We're going to have games. Our staff will be there to talk to you.
So this is an opportunity to really see the dynamic of the big and the little one-on-one, which is not something everybody gets to see all the time.
Right. Right. You can hang out and talk to the bigs and see what their experience is like and how they got involved and why they got involved. And hopefully, we hope to recruit 10 new big brothers or big sisters.
Yeah. What is sort of the need in the organization right now? Are you looking for bigs, both big brothers, big sisters? What's the word?
Yes. We have kids that are waiting. We really want to boost up our match numbers now. Post, you know, we're starting to ease up with COVID. We do have virtual matching, community-based matching, and we're looking to getting back in the schools in the fall.
What are some of the requirements if somebody wants to become a big? What do they need to be aware of?
Okay, we do background checks, of course, and an interview, references. You need to be 21 or older, a resident of Marquette County, Alger County, good character, good role model.
Mm-hmm. And you gotta like young people. That helps.
You do. You gotta like kids.
Why is it important to be a big?
It's important to be a big, and I want to quote my good friend Rita, who's a Big Brothers Big Sisters director down in Flint. She said, "Our volunteer bigs are powerful. They engage the community in the success of young people, and when you're a big brother or big sister, you're building your community."
Now, the thing about being a big is a lot of people have this misconception that you're talking, you know, all this time commitment, all this other stuff. It will eventually probably become that just because you enjoy doing it so much,
right.
But the requirement really isn't all that big to start.
No, we encourage you to do things that you do in your everyday life, you know, go out for lunch, go to the lumberyard, go for a hike. The minimum requirement is 4 hours a month for 1 year, and we don't just match you and put you out there. We call you every month, check on your match, talk to the parent, the little, the big, so on.
So what's going to be happening again tomorrow, and how can folks find out more?
They can go to our website, which is bbbsmqt.org, or call our office at 475-7801. We'll be at the Up North Lodge from 4 to 7. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Take a ride out there, have some ribs, and learn how to become a big.
That's Jane Letts, Executive Director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Marquette and Alger Counties. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.